Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we didn't really talk about this a lot. It was mentioned, but we didn't really talk about this a lot yesterday, but it is a confession of mine.
Okay.
So there was, was it Rappaport, the report about Davis Mills, the Bengals contacted the Texans about trade for Davis Mills?
Yeah, you're right. We didn't talk about
that. It was actually contacting a lot of people all over the league.
Right.
One of them was the Texans.
Is this a bad confession to have? I, as much as love that dude, I think he's incredibly valuable to this team. I think you could have fleeced him, man. I wouldn't have had a big problem with that trade. Graham Mertz, they drafted him, looked okay in the one preseason game, all that stuff. I would much prefer Davis Mills, but you could have gotten maybe a second round pick.
I don't know if you're getting a second.
I don't know, man.
The Bengals gave up a fifth for Joe Flacco. You think you're getting three rounds better on that, huh?
For a guy that could start for you? For a long time?
I would. Well, it's only for this year to Joe Burrow get back.
If you had said third, I'd have let you rock.
Okay, let's say third. Because I don't think it's about that. I think it's about you could have gotten a premium pick for Davis Mills. Yeah,
right, and I think
I think they could have got a fourth.
They could have gotten higher than a fourth.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they could have gotten a third. Yeah, just set aside the second. I think you could. I mean, Nick Caserio is really good at this. That's the one thing you can't deny. But if you'd have gotten... If you could have gotten a third, I would not have had a problem with that trade. As much as we like him.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't think nobody would.
Yeah, a third, I'll drive him to the airport.
Yeah, but look at the social media, like, no way, he's too important. He's not that important.
Well, look, you did just play a team that had a backup quarterback that, as soon as he got in there, was very clear that there was no chance in hell, right? Like, there was a snowball's chance in hell that this was going to have, that you were going to get a victory there. Mm-hmm. There is something to be said that I feel very comfortable with Davis Mills stepping into a football game. And when you are where you at least purported to be or what you thought you would be coming into the season and where hopefully you can find yourself back to being one of those types of teams, you better have a guy that you can turn to that you feel comfortable handing the football to for a moment. The problem is, like, I do wonder how much that hits you right in this moment. Now, Graham Mertz, I don't have that same feeling. So there is.
We
that,
don't know. Yeah.
I know that I don't have anything close to.
Well, we don't know how good he's going to be.
No, yeah. I know. Yeah. And that's fair. Mm-hmm. But I think that is also something you have to take into advantage. Mm-hmm. Not knowing what he's going to be as a backup matters because that's the point of a backup is somebody that you can have a level of confidence in.
Yeah.
So I understand that hesitation there. But actually, you know what? As I talk my way through it, I actually don't want to make the trade just because you have a lot of draft capital right now. But it'd be a different thing if you didn't.
To me personally, I just never understood the big love fest about a backup quarterback when you have a franchise quarterback that's pretty much healthy. Now, it'd be one thing if you were that franchise quarterback was always hurt or something like a Joe Burrow or something like that where you need somebody consistent that can step in. But I never really had that question about C.J. Stroud as far as being healthy and missing games and stuff like that.
Right.
I just never understood the conversation of you got to keep him just in case C.J. Stroud get hurt.
Right.
Anybody can get hurt. I mean, if that's the case, we should sign him to a lifetime contract. Yeah.
Here's my philosophy on it.
Sure.
If you have to play any backup quarterback, your entire season is different. You are not going to reach the goals that you think you're
going
to reach.
Just for how long is always the question. How long
I'm saying if it's two games, that's different. But like if you have to turn to your backup quarterback, change your expectation. It ain't going to happen. So my philosophy is that's a team that could have traded for him to become a full-time starter for years. So you could maybe have, not gouged them, but gotten more, like a third round pick or even higher.
But also, and, one thing you got to remember, they talked to a lot of teams about this, mm-hmm. and they ultimately settled on Joe Flacco.
I think they probably have more confidence in Joe Burrow coming back this year, mm-hmm. rather than so they probably, if it was a thing where he might be out for next year too, fair. Or something like that, then they could probably.
No, that's fair.
But if they feel like Joe Burrow could come back maybe in December or something like that,
yeah.
Joe Flacco is just there to give them a puncher's chance so they can still stay in it a mm-hmm. little bit.
No, it was just long story short, I wouldn't have had a big problem as much as I thought I might.
A third round pick, though, I would have sent them to the airport myself. Yeah. I would have drove them in my little Jeep Compass.
Yeah, like that's the thing is if you end up in a place where it's just like this is an offer you can't refuse because of the value that you'd be getting back. I hear you. I just don't know. I don't know that was actually going to be in the cards.
Now, if it was a thing where Cincinnati was trying to offer a fifth or a sixth, mm-hmm. I'd probably be like, nah, I don't really need that. Mm-hmm. But if it was like a fourth, I would be listening. Yeah. I talked to Davis Mills like, hey, do you want to go there?
It's business.
It's up to you.
It's a business.
I'm not going to move out of my apartment. However,
is your lease up?
It's relatively soon, actually.
It should be. Yeah, you've been here for about a year.
Yeah, but also, I feel like I should.
How come?
So, you guys know I was out of town. I came back mm-hmm. from being out of town on Saturday. I walked in my apartment. It was 85 degrees in there. Oh, and I didn't. No. That was not an intention by any means, because I know there's a lot of people. Yeah. Oh, that's how you keep it at normal.
Usually have it on 77.
No. but the AC was off. Mm-hmm. This is the second time in a month that the AC has cut out.
Mm-hmm.
That happens. We live in Houston. Yeah. ACs get a lot of work. That's fine. Every apartment complex got like an emergency AC number because, again,
generator, all
you,
that
you
stuff.
Can't, you can't be in without the AC.
Oh, you mean the number? Okay.
Yeah, the number to call, right? You know what I mean? Like, hey, come get me out this heat because, mm-hmm. I mean, we live in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell me why I called the insurance or the emergency line. I got no callback. It's just a voicemail.
Oh, man.
I got no callback. I put in a regular maintenance request and they came and fixed it during regular business hours. I was just in there. I was in there hot. Capital H, capital O, capital T.
All night.
All weekend. What you mean?
Oh, man.
All weekend.
That's right, because you said business hours.
Yeah, you was in there.
Now you got to get out of there.
Simultaneously, the water pressure at the apartment this week
you got to get out of there.
It's awful.
Oh, man.
It's a nice apartment. I got it all set up nice.
It looks nice. It don't feel nice.
That sounds like a lemon.
I feel like I just got some unfortunate luck this weekend. Yeah. However, the evidence is starting to add up, and I'm like, should I be considering a new place?
Yeah. Hey, man, look at your lease. You gotta get out of there. You got a good place.
Yeah, man.
Very nearby.
Yeah, your contract about up, man. You could go to free agency, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We talked about this, about James Franklin getting fired from Penn State and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say the news broke, October 12th, somewhere around there, a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we really, and I always had an issue with this where when people, every time you bring something like this up, and then people always bring the, he have a family, da 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 da.
Yeah.
And I ran across this tweet. Y'all probably seen this tweet too. So, somebody tweeted sources, Penn State has fired James Franklin.
Right.
That's all he tweeted.
Right.
Somebody else on social media retweeted that and said, something to keep in mind. There's a lot of men who have to go home tonight and tell their wives to start to pack up the house. Tell the kids that this fall is their last time they will go to school with friends. This is real life stuff, and it sucks.
Yeah.
Man, my confession is, man, this is a different, unique type of business where everybody who signed up for this, especially head coaches, I ain't talking about, mm-hmm. you know, equipment person or anything like this, but head coaches signed up for this. Their family signed up for this, unfortunately, too. I'm tired of all the, yeah. oh, what about his family and all that stuff? This man is a head coach of a big-time college program. It's a possibility he could get fired any yeah. day.
Mm-hmm. Like, they know it going in.
Yeah, you know it going in. I'm tired of the sob stories and all this stuff about a head coach. Oh, my goodness, his fam. What to think about his family? Mm-hmm. And by the way, his contract is pretty nice, too. So I mean, it sucked that you might have to move or anything if he's moving, because he necessarily don't have to move.
Look, it's not about compassion, because we all have it for these families, especially the assistants who don't make nearly as much.
Correct.
As the coordinators or the head coaches. So it's not a lack of compassion. I thought you were going to go here. I mean, I get your point and I don't necessarily disagree, but I thought you were going to go here. How is that different from the rest of us? Yeah, no, how is that different from all of us?
That's kind of where I'm going yeah. because – you know, not to make ourselves feel sorry, but we
no, can't. Any industry.
Like the radio industry, TV industry. Yeah.
Or you even, could, even a lot of our listeners in whatever industry it is, you show up and they're like, man, cutbacks.
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah. Or I could walk out of here at 2 o'clock and they'd be like, hey, we decided to cut you.
Yeah.
Like, I got to figure it out.
That's where I was. But my, like, that's everything.
But my thing is, yeah. I know that coming in this industry, mm-hmm. I know what it is. So I'm kind of prepared. Yeah. for this type of stuff. So I just don't understand why we got to keep bringing up the sob stories about, mm-hmm. oh, this guy has a family. You know what? Everybody got a family, too.
Yeah.
Like, everybody signed up for this.
Like, you don't have compassion. It's just, that's just the way it is, man.
Yeah. I think it's... Yeah.
Look, we always got to put this disclaimer right there.
I think I'm with you on the, to quote Don Draper from Mad Men, that's what the money is for, mm-hmm. right? Like, I think that always is where we all go. I think it's just an opportunity to try to, as sports can kind of take us away from thinking about the humanity of it. I think there's a lot of people that can get to the place where they're yelling at players on the sideline as if they're just, you know, these sports drones.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these people are just kind of these people that we talk about and we make fun of. And they're the, you know, the punchline of our jokes is to remember the humanity. However, I think there are a lot of us who remember the humanity and also go, we got that. Now we're talking about this other thing also at the same time.
Yeah.
But I appreciate what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's Fig. Part of the game, man. Like, I'm sure these players don't like people being disrespectful mm-hmm. towards them about fantasy football stuff.
Right.
But, you know, I like that's part of the game. Like, they kind of, I don't want to say suck it up or anything, mm-hmm. but they getting paid very well, and I'm sure they can handle it kind of very well, as long as you don't be doing no death threats or nothing like that.
Right.
Right. That's never acceptable. All right. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we should hear from D'Amico Ryans coming off of the bye week and headed into week 7, where you'll match up with the Seattle Seahawks. We'll see about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.